Today is Monday, September 1st, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Hotel Employee Day. It's also National Forgiveness Day. It's National Pastor's Spouses Day. And it can't be because it says it's the first Sunday in September. But today is a Monday. So wouldn't that be next Sunday? Who cares? It's also National Burn-Ins Day. And National No Rhyme or Reason Day. It's Labor Day, folks. Labor Day. So, and I am working on Labor Day. When I say I'm working, I have a project that I'm working on. And I'm really stressed about it. It's technical and it's creating an agent, an AI agent for something. And I've complained so much to my boss that, you know, I don't like my job. I like to do technical things. I like to program and I like to do other stuff. And so she said, okay, well, you may have fun doing this. And she assigned it to me. And I am just hitting roadblock after roadblock. And I don't want to go back. And the first thing she assigns me to do that's like in my wheelhouse sucks. And then she goes, well, why am I trying to help Adam do more technical stuff? Because what he tried to do sucked. And anyway, I'm stressed about it, and most people will be off tomorrow. As you guys know, I record the day before. But as you know, most people will be off on Monday. So most of you, as you're listening to this, if you're listening on Monday, are relaxing in a lounge chair, or you're laying on a floaty in the water in a pool. Maybe you're at a naked pool party. Those are fun. I haven't been to too many of those, but when I've done it, it's been fun. Anyway, and that was pretty much in my Dallas years. Dallas was the only time that I was able to do anything like that, or that I did anything like that. So I'm using Labor Day as my, plus I'm taking off Thursday and Friday and Tuesday and Wednesday of the following week because I'm going to be in Florida and South Carolina. And so I just want to make sure that I'm working, you know, I'm getting as much work in as possible, because then I go to Switzerland at the end of September, and I'm missing most of September. My program manager made a comment to me that I was missing most of September, and I didn't quite know how to respond. I'm like, well, yeah, I guess I am. Other people take off a lot of time. The engineering manager takes off a month at a time to go back to India. I'm taking off. They didn't complain, but he did bring it up. Anyway, so I'm not going to be responding to emails or checking Slack or doing anything like that. I am just going to be working on this project. And my goal is that I get it to a point where I can demo it on Tuesday. So that's what I'm going to be doing. Anyway, so we had a holiday weekend, or we're still kind of in the middle of a holiday weekend, because like I said, most of you are off. And I'm just dumb because I should just take the day off and use it to relax or whatever. But so what did I do? Well, that is always the question. Do I remember what I did? You know, before I get into that, I do have some contact. So I want to go ahead and read the contact. And I actually want to look and just make sure we probably don't have a voicemail, but I just want to look and see. Okay. So Mel, I am a librarian in all the places, says, I'm listening to episode 1732, and you said you were surprised that you didn't have fruit flies. Days later, now Friday, and you have them during Mix Minus. Hope they are gone soon. I don't, I don't know. Remember, if you guys have been who have been listening for a while, and I don't remember why I was saying that I was surprised I didn't have fruit flies. Was I eating some food in here? Because I mean, I do eat in here sometime, but generally, I don't eat at the desk because I just don't have a lot of. I don't know. I really don't know why I do it because I could make room to put a plate here. But I don't really eat at my desk very often. If I'm going to eat normally, I'm going to be watching YouTube or something like that. And so I'll go over to the other side of the room that's got the TV and there are chairs over there. And I'll sit in those chairs and prop my plate up on the arm of the chair and eat. But then again, most of the time when I'm eating downstairs. We don't, though. I don't know how many people do this, but how many people? I would like to take a survey, but I'm not going to take a survey. If anyone wants to message in or call in and tell me, where do you eat? Do you eat at a table? Is the question. Do you eat at a dining table? So when you and your partner or you and, you know, whoever, your roommates or whoever you live with, are eating, do you sit down at a table like they did back in the 1950s or something and talk about your day and like all of that kind of stuff and eat? Maybe that's what Mark and I should start doing. Well, we don't do that. We eat in front of the TV. So our coffee table, the top of the coffee table is on a hinge and it will raise up. And so we raise it up and use it as a table. And we eat at the coffee table. But I bet a lot of people do that. We cannot be alone in our coffee table eating. It's just not possible. And then like lunch and stuff like that, when I'm at work, I generally eat at my desk. Although I'm not eating lunch very much recently because if I'm not hungry, why am I going to have the calories, basically? So anyway, thanks for the message, Mel. I appreciate it. And I don't know why I thought I was going to have fruit flies, but there you go. So we recorded the mix and that went fine. I've been kind of moping around the house because, like I told you guys, I'm not doing as well for whatever reason with the aloneness this time as I have the last times he's gone to the Philippines. And I don't know exactly why, other than I'm just, you know, as we know, I'm having some anxiety, depression, whatever you want to call it. And so maybe just having him being gone is just adding to that. So I'm kind of moping around the house a little bit, but we recorded the show and that went well. Nothing really to report there. I had not eaten all day and I weighed myself and I had lost roughly a half a pound. And normally I weigh on Saturday mornings, but I hadn't eaten all day and we had just finished recording and that makes me hungry. So I ordered Whataburger and watched something. I don't remember what I watched, but I watched something, ate that, and then took the dogs out, did all that kind of stuff because I'm babysitting Tabitha or dog sitting Tabitha. And she does not like it upstairs. She came today, I'm recording, and today she came upstairs with Sydney when Sydney always follows me upstairs. But Tabitha came upstairs with Sydney, and then about 5 minutes later, I looked, and she had already gone back downstairs. So I don't know what she doesn't like about it up here, but that's okay because it's carpet, and I don't want her to pee on the carpet. She is, though, not peeing. This time, fingers crossed, she has not peed on the floor. First time, even when she got here, she didn't pee on the floor. She did pee on the sidewalk outside the door, but that's okay. So we recorded, show went fine. The show is rendering as we speak because that's what I do. When I'm rendering the show, when I do my editing, I record my geeky gay for Monday. So then on Saturday, I was like, okay, I'm going to have a plan. I'm going to do, and Saturday went well. I mean, I've been getting up every morning and being sad in the mornings, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to have a steak dinner, but I've cooked. So I had steak and mashed potatoes. I made myself a salad. I had some breadsticks. I had cream puffs for dessert. I watched a movie, The Old People Murder Club or something. This got Helen Mirren in it on Netflix. During the day, I didn't get to that. During the day, I went shopping and bought new jeans because there was a sale. And my jeans, the one pair of jeans that still fit me and I wear most of the time, got a hole in the crotch. And I don't want my boys to hang out. So I went and bought new jeans and walked the dogs. And I don't know, I did a bunch of other stuff too. I played Pokemon. That's what I did. It was community day yesterday. So I played Pokemon as well. So I made the most of the day by myself. I don't know what I'm going to do today. Not really sure. Because like I said, I'm recording this on Sunday, so not really sure. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.